opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
God, I love it. You know what? I'm sorry, but one of these days, Casey and the Sunshine Band are going to come to Reading, and we are going to plaster the dance floor with, like, complete excitement, and he's not going to know what hit him, because that's what we're going to do. If you dream it, you can have it. I believe that. Anyway, welcome to the show. We're live here tonight. Yes, it's the first Thursday. It is March. Unbelievable what happened with February. This is Linda Bott, yours truly here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio, and I love when I can put together a really fun program for my night. I'm North State now, and I really want to do a shout out to our producer, Liam.
Hi.
Oh, come on. Give me more than that, buddy. Can you?
What's up?
Hi. There we go.
Good evening.
There we go. Got you on it. I mean, I'm demanding. I understand.
It's okay.
But with us tonight, and I really want to honor the time of this very generous and lovely woman that we have with us. And I'm just going to get right to it. She has been the executive vice president of Turtle Bay, and as of April 1st, will become CEO. Lindsay Myers, welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you.
And I love your energy. You just came in, we're talking about Turtle Bay. You called the campus down there. We were doing a little bit of, like, you know, kind of get to know each other now, because you were here early on. You're the one who opened the Sheraton.
Correct. Yeah, we opened January 2018. I was here about a year before opening and had a fantastic time during construction and pre-opening. And then, yeah, we had a opening, was here for about a year. And then, as you alluded to, and I did move away just for a short bit, about 2 years, and I've been back since 2020.
Great to have you back. And understand how sometimes you go away because there's an opportunity and you have to see it, feel it, and then go, okay, I'm coming back. So we're glad to have you back, and I love all the plans that you've got with some of the things that are happening at Turtle Bay. But let's talk a little bit about Lindsay Myers. So you kind of, those tuning in tonight and those who will be listening to this in the archives, also, you can hear the show always at KCNR1460.com. We stream live anywhere around the world. So if you have family in different parts of the world, they can hear this show, as well as going back and hearing the show at another time. Because with Lindsay Myers, I'd love to know a little bit about the history of Lindsay and where did you get your passion for the art of entertaining?
Well, I've had that, I think, since, as far as I can remember, that was probably one of my first jobs right out of school, was a hospitality job. I actually started off as a hotel telephone operator, and just, I loved it. I worked at a beautiful golf and spa resort in San Diego. And,
ooh.
Yeah. And so I think from day one, I loved being able to have guests come in, and I was taught from a very young age that you are an innkeeper at heart. And so it was like inviting our guests into our own home. And so I think that was just, you know, easy and fun for me. And then I do love throwing parties. So once I start to get, you know, involved in the events and the sales part of it, you know, that's always a great time when you can bring everyone together, do the fun weddings or do the holiday parties. That, who wouldn't like to do that?
So I just want to say that I think that, you know, hospitality is an art form. I just want to say that to you, because, you know, there are hotels, and then there are, you know, hotels and feelings where you walk into an establishment and it feels very staid. So I love the artwork and the freshness and the ideas that you're bringing forth at Mosaic at the Sheraton. Let's talk about some of the things that are going to be transpiring under your leadership and where you see things, of course, coming up immediately, which would be Easter and some things going on with the gardens.
Yeah, so I officially start on April 1st, so that's very exciting. And one of my passions over at Turtle Bay is being able to utilize our beautiful gardens more frequently, or at least better utilize them throughout the year. We host Redding Garden of Lights, which I know you know about, and that's a fantastic event. Once again, love throwing the parties. But that's 7-9 weeks of the year, and the gardens are gorgeous, and I want people to be able to enjoy the gardens year round. So one of the first things we're doing is a garden Easter party, and we're doing it the Saturday before Easter, and we're going to be hosting a few different Easter egg hunts, and we'll have the Easter bunny there to take pictures. We're going to have a face painting, and so that's just going to be great. We're going to have a food truck out there, have some music, let the families just enjoy the gardens, and hopefully we have some great weather. That'll be, kind of need that. And then right next door, we have our plant sale going on that same day. So I just think it's going to be great to get people outside, enjoying Turtle Bay space. We have so much to offer, and that's one of the fun things about the new role.
When the plant sale, what are we talking about as far as are there indigenous plants? But are we talking hundreds of plants? I don't think I've been to a.
Oh, you need to come.
I haven't been to a plant sale. I came to something that would have been maybe like a craft fair with some plants. It must have been 12 years ago.
Okay, so we do a plant sale twice a year. We do a spring and a fall plant sale. And anything from, like you said, either indigenous plants, drought-tolerant plants, but they also do a lot of vegetables. And so I know a lot of people that go in early just to get like a special tomato plant. So you do have to make sure to go in early because they sell out.
April 8th.
Yes.
Okay.
And 7th. The plant sale is actually 2 days, the 7th and the
8th. 7th and 8th.
And then the Easter garden party that we're doing is April 8th.
Okay, fantastic. Now next, let me see. March 16th, March 18th.
Mm-hmm. March 18th.
Is the Turtle Bay auction, which always is the most beautiful event. It's one of my favorite events in all of Redding of all year long. And this year you have, it's probably sold out like it always is, right?
I think there might still be one or two tables left, but we think by next week it'll be sold out.
Fantastic. So. Well, if you're listening and you're thinking about a fun event and you want to do something that's charitable, there is a fantastic night and the proceeds from this event, and we have great live auction, great silent auction, and it's going to be a disco theme.
Yeah.
At the Civic. Okay,
yeah.
So, and for 2 years, it's been where you have to watch it from TV. From your house on TV.
Yeah.
So this is going to be back where you get the action.
Yeah, we're so excited. The last 2 years was, we did an online auction like you were mentioning, and this year we're actually able to be back in person celebrating at the Civic. We're super excited about being in person again, but we are finding a way to keep a little bit of that online part too. So we have, I think it's over 170 silent items for bid, and you can do those online, and then you have to be in person for the live item.
Absolutely. Okay, well, we're going to take an early break. When we come back, we've got more with Lindsay Myers, the new CEO. I mean, Mike Warren's been in that seat since I've been in Redding. And so we love this new fresh face. You've known her to come in and run our fabulous Hyatt.
Sheraton.
We're going to say Hyatt. I'm sorry.
I used to work for a Hyatt, so maybe that's why.
No,
Sheraton Redding Hotel at the Sundial Bridge.
Yes, thank you so much. Why did I say Hyatt? Anyway, forgive me. This is my interview, and I'm totally wrong on that. So the Sheraton is 130 beautiful rooms, and I love that it's eco-friendly, and it's what you would call a...
It's LEED certified. Oh, I would call it it's our only full service hotel and restaurant in Redding. And we're right next to the bridge. We have the best location in town. We have the best team in town. And all the proceeds from the hotel go back to Turtle Bay too. So all good things.
I love that. Okay. So, when we come back, more with Lindsay Myers. Thank you to my sponsors, which would be Wonderland Signs. We want to thank the Redding Civic. we have great things to say about some restaurants coming up too after the break.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
And welcome back to our North State Now live show. This is a special edition. Why? Because I've got two fantastic women on tonight, Lindsay Myers. And coming up later in the program, we have Nancy White, who's going to be doing a trunk show tomorrow night at the Reading Fashion Alliance. And she is bringing couture to Reading. So I love two women that are on mark to forge greatness for I don't know, for us to have tasty things happening in Reading.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah, some good women power here.
Yeah, some great. So Lindsay Myers is with me right now. And, of course, she's going to be the new CEO of Turtle Bay. She's been vice president, executive vice president for the last couple years. At the break, you were talking about, we did cover the Sheraton, the 130 rooms that you guys have been off the charts with the success rate of the Sheraton.
Yeah, the location is amazing, you know, right next to the bridge, the river. We have Turtle Bay right next to us in our backyard. So that goes a long way, but we have a fantastic team and we pride ourselves on our service and we take it so seriously. So I think that alone has really helped us also be one of the top Sheratons in the country.
And you have a new executive chef.
We do. We have a brand new executive chef, Chef George. He started in December, so he's only been with us a few months, but already doing some fantastic things.
How fun at Mosaic. We've got to try that.
Yeah, we have a seasonal menu, so he rolled one out just a few months ago or a month ago. So I'll tell you,
your team makes killer cocktails.
Oh, we do. Okay, thank you. We have some amazing signature cocktails, and they change every season, too. So you'll always have to come back and try a new one.
Fantastic. And you are going to be doing Easter brunch.
We are doing Easter brunch, yes.
That's fantastic. Okay. Now, let's discuss that you just received a large grant.
We did. Turtle Bay just received a large grant from the state, and we are using that money to build a brand new environmental resource building, which is going to be pretty much our new nursery building. So we're so excited. We've been planning this for years, honestly, and so this will give the team a really beautiful educational space for them to lead these classes in, a more professional environment for them. And they do so many great classes. I don't know if you've been to any of them, but they do wreath-making classes or succulent classes or irrigation ones. And so exciting that we'll be able to have a bigger space, bring more people in from the community, and hopefully sell a few more plants.
So where would that be located on, like, the campus?
On the campus, it's over where it's on the north side of the river inside the nursery. So where the Turtle Bay Nursery is, right next to Turtle Bay Elementary School.
Okay.
Over there.
Okay, okay.
That's where the
okay.
building's going to go.
Oh, wonderful. All right. So, and you are trying to implement, according to what we discussed at the break, they should do a show just on the break, a lot of things in the gardens, like bringing more activities into the garden area.
Yeah, more activities. I would love to bring some art into the gardens. I think there's so much potential there, and it's one of our centerpieces of the city.
Fantastic. All right, so Lindsay Myers is my special guest tonight, and of course she's going to be taking over April 1st as CEO of Turtle Bay. Let's talk a little bit about the auction coming up, as well as the plant sale. What else do we have on the agenda?
Ooh, yeah, so we have the auction coming up March 18th. We have the plant sales in April. We have new exhibitions that have just recently opened inside the museum. We were talking about the art gallery, too.
Exactly. When you go to the Mosaic Restaurant, or if you're staying at the Sheraton, there's that little breezeway that you walk through, and there's wonderful art on the walls. So your curator from Turtle Bay, I didn't know that she's the one that also curates those pieces as well.
Yeah, Julia Cronin, she's our museum curator, and she does that whole art gallery there, and it changes several times a year, and always a local artist is featured, sometimes even our local students. I think just 2 times ago, we had our UPrep students have their artwork there, which was great to see, and their families would come in, look at their art, and then go have dinner together.
Oh, how fun. So fun. What I love, too, is, like, for instance, that you're a dog friendly, that the Sheraton is a dog friendly hotel, and that you can actually walk your pet through the restaurant to the back. We had some friends, dear, dear friends that live in Palm Springs, and they have a dog that they do not want to be separated from, and they came to Reading, and we was like, yeah, you can put the, you know, let the dog stay at the house, that's fine, and then we have the doggy park that's close because we live downtown. So, you know, that was easy. Even though it was summer for us, but how lovely to be able to take them out to dinner and have this pet friendly where they have these different areas that are like pets can go to the bathroom and pick it up and little places for your doggy, you know, bowls to be filled. It's just lovely.
And we have the dog menu. I don't know if they ordered anything. Yeah, there's actually a dog menu too, so they could eat while you're eating.
It's so cute. Oh my God. It's great. So what keeps you motivated? I mean, you've got such incredible energy, Lindsay. Oh. What do you do? Like, I mean, because just like anything else, things can be, oh my God, I'm exhausted today. So what do you do? What's your routine? Do you read? Do you have like something that you say in your mind, a mantra?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, I don't know that I have a mantra. I think that I just love what I do. I'm just passionate about it. I love Turtle Bay. I love the hotel. I love Reading, the community. I mean, that was part of the reason why I moved back here. So I think just being able to do all of those things just keeps me energized.
And your kids, you have 2 children.
Oh, yes. Yeah, they keep me energized too.
Right. And that they're actively in school. So this is a really good thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're lots of fun, and they love coming to the hotel or to Turtle Bay. Mm-hmm. So they always do the camps when we do our summer camps at Turtle Bay, or my daughter loves to come help with the food truck. So I think it's, I don't know, maybe I'm raising her already in hospitality.
Yeah. Why not? They, you know, it's service is a good thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit more about the Sheraton Hotel, and do we have any special things that we need to know about the Sheraton Hotel?
Well, I think, you know, we're getting ready for spring break, so we're getting ready to have all those travelers with us. We had a really exciting meeting earlier today, actually, with Ann Thomas from Shasta Living Streets, and talking about how we can bring maybe some bike shares to the area, either the hotel or the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be great for guests coming to Reading to be able to do that and see the trails. You know, we always do our big 4th of July party on the lawn, so we'll be doing that this year as well. So, always
fun.
And
then
really Branch House. I think that's like probably
that's
the
what
latest.
We wanted to talk about, the Branch House.
Yeah.
That used to be, like you said, plastic chairs with a coffee, you know, where you could maybe go in and get some coffee. And so whose idea was that?
Oh gosh. It was a team idea.
Okay.
Our former executive chef, James, he definitely had a vision for that space. And then him and I just kind of worked together. We got a great designer, restaurant designer that helped us with that. And Mike Warren was extremely supportive and, you know, excited to use the space better. It was underutilized, and it's literally the best location in town. It has the best view of the bridge, best view of the river. So it was just how can we utilize that to its best potential?
I had a couple girlfriends. I think we went in October. I think it just had opened, but you've got like a nice fire pit, and you have really nice different kinds of wine that you can get, and little not hors d'oeuvres, but there's different meals that are like special dishes.
Yeah, there's like things that you can share. So like little bites where you can share. We serve theory coffee, so you can have a really nice, you know, coffee drink, or like you said, a glass of wine or a beer, and enjoy the patio. We're bringing some musicians out there, so we'll be doing live music on the patio. We have games, the cornhole, the shuffleboard. So just trying to activate the space a little bit. And, you know, that's also the welcome to the bridge and the welcome to Turtle Bay. So that's the first thing you see when you walk down that sidewalk. So I think that was really important for us to make sure that it really fit what we wanted that space to be.
Well, thank you for joining us tonight. It's really fantastic. Congratulations. I love your energy. I think that, you know, you breathe a lot of life into what you call it the campus, but the Turtle Bay and the Sheraton and the restaurants and just the whole area. It's 300 acres.
Yeah, 300 acres. We have a lot going on and some great partners, like you said, next to us too, the rodeo grounds and the civic, so, and the trails. So we have a great location and or campus.
So fantastic. We'll be there soon, and I look forward to seeing you at the Turtle Bay auction, which will be a blast. I didn't know if you haven't purchased tickets. It really is quite the event, and it's one of the best events of the year. And your tickets, the funds will go towards all the wonderful programs at Turtle Bay. Love the educational programs. Love some of the exhibits every time we walk in, I'm always learning something.
Mm-hmm.
So, any closing thoughts here?
No, well, I just want to say thank you for having me, and thank you so much for your help with the auction. We couldn't do it without you.
Oh, well, it's my pleasure, and we love this community. It's our home. I've been here now 17 years. I've never lived anywhere that long in my life. And my husband the same. We've been kind of gypsies, and we planted our roots here, and our business owners. And so your community is only as strong as what you want to put in
true.
Love on it.
Yeah, very true.
Thank you for moving back, and thanks for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
All right, so we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got Nancy White, who is a designer and a couture designer. So we're going to hear more about her show tomorrow night, which is going to be at the Reading Fashion Alliance, and some of Nancy's background. I went by earlier and I saw some of her fantastic clothes. They really are beautiful, one of a kind. She'll be here next. And again, thank you, Lindsay Myers. We'll see you all over the Sheraton and Turtle Bay. Can't miss her. She's a great personality, and we'll be right back.
When Black Bear Diner first opened, they filled the largest platters they could find. Not much has changed. Their legacy of huge portions continues today, and they've just introduced new diner deals. 6 new dinner combos and new homestyle side choices. Baby back ribs and tri-tip, chicken strips and tri-tip, chicken Alfredo, chicken and pesto, ribs and shrimp, and cod and shrimp. There is always plenty for your paws at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company,
244-7199. Welcome to our evening show here on KCNR. This is Linda Bott, and this is my first Thursday of the month, North State Now, and I love to put this show together. We have Lindsay Myers here in the first half hour. She is taking over as the official CEO of Turtle Bay on April 1st. She's also been the executive vice president of Turtle Bay these last few years. And that was really fantastic because I needed to get her in the seat. And I needed to, like, dig in there like, okay, Lindsay, I see her coming and going at different events. And I've seen her at the Sheraton and I've seen her, you know. So that was wonderful. Thanks for being on. Now, at the Go Red Luncheon, which was put on by Shasta Regional, I met this very beautiful, interesting woman by the name of Nancy White. And she was standing by, this is the first time I'd ever had seen this luncheon where there were mannequins with clothes on throughout, kind of scattered throughout the Holiday Inn in the ballroom there. And so Nancy is a very striking woman, was standing there, and we start to talk, and she said, I'm Nancy White, and this is my design. And I was kind of awing her design. And come to find out, she has a very special event tomorrow night at Reading Fashion Alliance from 5 to 8 p.m., where she is going to be debuting her line of couture garments. And I was over there earlier tonight and wanted to see and feel what she's showing. And this is called a trunk show. Welcome to the show.
It's so nice to be here.
How are you?
Doing great.
Let me get
Thank
that
you.
Right in
okay.
there. So, yeah. Yeah, there we go. So Nancy, let's talk a little bit. I mean, your history is pretty amazing. What it says is that you've got a family history of sewing for pre-World War II royalty in France to designing for the stages of New York.
Yes, I have very interesting women on my maternal side. My mother was a fantastic seamstress, but she had her hands on every sort of craft, and she excelled at everything she did. She was wonderful. But my grandmother escaped just as the war was coming with my grandfather and settled into Florida in Miami area. And I only really learned about the fact that they were couture tailors in Europe, in France specifically, until I was in college. It never really came up in the family, which is interesting. I knew that she sewed. I knew that my mother sewed. And I honestly really didn't take it up. I missed my, I think, big opportunity, but who knew? I left for college very young. And
So did you grow up in my...
No, I grew up in New York City.
Okay, New York City. Mm-hmm. And where did you go to college?
Boston University.
And for?
I was in the fine arts program.
Okay.
I was in the School of Fine Arts at Boston University. I studied, again, it was an eclectic program. There really weren't a lot of design-specific programs.
Right, right.
I don't even think they had an interior design program yet at Boston University. I don't know if they still do.
Have you ever found any, like, drawings or designs from your grandmother?
No, nothing survived.
Right. And where did they have to evacuate from?
Well, we have family from Romania.
Okay.
For Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
Predominantly.
Yeah.
But she moved to France. And my aunt and uncle were actually born in Paris.
Okay.
So my mother was the oops child.
Uh-huh.
Many years, ten years. Her sister is 19 years, was 19 years, mm-hmm. her older. So my mother was born in the States.
So interesting to hear that they were designers for couture in Europe. Now, my grandmother... who was Croatian. They also fled. I don't know if they moved the family out of, would have been Yugoslavia and Croatia, and they were trying to find boundaries, and I've just, where the country was shifting all the time. And they came in and they had to move, but my grandmother was a phenomenal seamstress.
Oh, really?
And lived, came over, what's the name of the ship that she came in? She came in through Ellis Island.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But she ended up moving to Iowa, of all things.
Wow.
And my mother talks about how she was such a phenomenal seamstress. Everything was like Vogue. Can you imagine living in a coal mining town and having like the fabulous shoulder pads and the wonderful, like we were talking about earlier when I saw your clothes, the hats.
Mm-hmm.
She made the hats. She made the purses. She made the gloves. I don't know if they made the gloves. I'm sorry. But she made phenomenal. In fact, I can remember wearing some of her garments.
I was going to ask, were they worn? Did they sit in the closet? Seems like an unlikely place in Iowa to wear
She did. And especially when they went into town, which would have been Des Moines.
Des Moines. Well, it's a big city.
Yeah.
Right?
And so later on, my mom had some of these garments. And in my 20s, I would wear a couple things that she would make, and they were still held up all those years.
Yes.
She died when I was very young. But we love the fact that there's this European eye of, I think my aunt, her sister, sewed for the San Francisco Ballet.
Oh, that's interesting because, I think you saw that my mother also...
There.
Yes, my mother also...
Right.
...had a knitwear line for the ballet, which we attended every year. I saw the Nutcracker every year of my childhood and Lincoln Center, so I was very fortunate to grow up in a very cultural city. But honestly, the sewing is very, very recent. So I've been an interior designer for over 40 years here in Reading, and I've had the privilege of working on some beautiful, beautiful projects, both residential and commercial.
I had lunch yesterday with a group of gals, and I brought your name up, and they went, I believe Nancy White came in and did some work on her office space. Or years ago worked in some office space. I don't remember exactly what they said, but it was It was, there were accolades. Okay. All right. Okay. So here you are, and you said this to me at the Go Red Luncheon. I'm this particular age, and I'm doing this now. Now, I will tell you, folks, that what I saw tonight, are there 20 garments?
23.
Okay, so you've got two racks of these incredible pieces that are couture because they're one of a kind.
Right.
And I said to you, because I didn't really know at that minute, I just kind of walked in. I wanted to see, you know, before you came on tonight, what you've got is these garments that have fabrics that are discontinued. You're not going to get these anywhere else. You're not going to see it walking down the street. They're one of a kind. Beautiful lining.
Yes.
Surprise linings.
Yeah, everything should have a little surprise.
Yeah.
I like to focus on tailoring and timeless design, but it doesn't stop you from poking a little pink into the action.
So. This is what I love. So you've got a little bit. I'm not really sure it's somewhat conservative, but when I'm not boring conservative. It's like Chanel is conservative. So there's a little bit of Chanel in there. There's a little bit of Dior in there.
Right.
There's a little bit of, you know, Katharine Hepburn. There's a little Audrey Hepburn. You got big belled, beautiful pants with some fabulous chocolate colors and rusts, and then you've got these pinks. So you've got this across the board wonderful colors.
Thank you. Yes. Not as vibrant perhaps as some of the fashion you can see. I do tend really towards classic blacks, whites, navies, browns, etc. But as I said, you know, make it fun by introducing things that are a little bit hidden.
Yeah, and you've got some really cute pieces. More with Nancy White when we come back for our second half here on North State Now. This is Linda Bott. I want to thank my sponsors. And Wonderland Signs, if you're looking for like a logo or business cards, they've done all of our ads that come out and enjoy. Karen is wonderful there, and Steve, her brother. It's a family-run business, and they've all been closely knit together for years. Tom Adama is the owner, and they've done our KCNR logo, and they've been with us forever. So if you're looking for a banner or you're looking something different where you really have an artist that's going to take your business forward, I would suggest going to Wonderland Signs, calling Wonderland Signs. So there's the shout out for them, as well as the Reading Civic. Go check out readingcivic.org and readingcivic.com, I'm sorry, and all of the upcoming shows that are happening there. So we'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio with Linda Bott. We'll be right back. North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit readingcivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M. Brew.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
On display now at Turtle Bay Museum, Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art, 1975 through 2018, featuring 36 art pieces created by Marine combat artists who documented their own experience in times of war and peace. This traveling museum exhibition is sponsored by the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation from the National Museum of the Marine Corps. Open now through April 30th. Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Yeah, I need this. I'm sorry. Wow, I just came in like blasting.
The song.
Or, you know, this is my era, buddy, okay? Oh, yeah.
Come on, sing for us.
Oh, I love it, love it, love it. Okay, welcome back. I just pull my head back into the game. Nancy White is with me tonight, and Nancy White, if you're just tuning in, Nancy White has been an interior designer, been in Reading, but has this shift has happened later in life where designing clothes and doing one of a kind and fabulous fabrics and doing, I could basically look at something, I think, at this stage and say, that's a Nancy White outfit. What do you think about that?
I think that's a wonderful compliment. And I'd like to think about my design that way in general. And I definitely feel that fashion was a natural segue from fashion design, a natural segue from interior design. It's all about fabrics and color. And scale. It's all very, very similar. You know, there are similar paradigms to a successful path. And so it came as a true surprise to me because I brought my beautiful granddaughter Charlotte to take sewing classes at the Reading Fashion Alliance, which they do wonderful classes there. And I looked around at the sewing machines and I thought, I could do that.
Really? Is that what you got inspired?
That's what did it.
And really?
Really. And so I just started to think about it, and one thing led to another. I actually bought a nice sewing machine, and I was asked if I would be interested in having a space with the Reading Fashion Alliance, and I said, no guts, no glory. So I went for it. Yeah, so it was, but honestly, it didn't ever cross my mind that this would be anything more than an avocation. Just something wonderful to keep my mind alert in my growing age. And it's just become a passion.
I have nothing but admiration for that, because you're never too old to, and you have this expertise when you talk about scale, being an interior designer. It really is about the scale of a room, a space.
Yes.
And so when you look at your pieces, what I saw tonight was like a conservative clothing, but with a sense of humor. Oh, so it had this little, like a peekaboo, like, you know, you can't really, if you turn it around, it's multifaceted.
Yes, and that's really important because people see you coming and going.
Exactly.
So you probably want to concentrate on both silhouettes. And I love making the backs of garments very interesting as well.
I love, okay, that's great. There you go. That's what you heard from Nancy White. Let's talk about the Inspiration of Fashion Alliance and what's going on, because that whole space has been, what do you want to call it, revitalized.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks to the help of?
Well, our new executive director is Yvonne Masada.
Yes.
Most people know her in town. She's an incredible woman, and she's working tirelessly to really put the Reading Fashion Alliance, you know, back on the map. It was started by Jan Kearns, who I have to say is one of my great mentors, and I've also mentioned Jenny Holmes, who keeps us laughing and is also incredibly talented.
Lovely. And also to think about that they started it and they got grants to get it going, because why not? We should have something like that. You've got a beautiful space downtown. So like you say, you've got the rooms downstairs where you actually do the sewing and the creating and the cutting.
We recently moved down there. It's really working out well. There are four sewists. You can't call them sewers anymore because you look at it, it looks like sewer. So they come up with a new word. So we're four sewists, and it's wonderful because we collaborate. We're really there for each other, but our styles are absolutely different. So it's so fun to enjoy the production of each other's work.
So whose idea and how hard was it to come up with 23 garments for a trunk show tomorrow night?
Well, I have to admit, I didn't really intend on going this path. I really started out just loving to do it, getting creative with it. It just started to grow, and one garment led to another garment, and the girls, the ladies, said, you know, you shouldn't keep these to yourself. So I started to think, well, maybe I'll put myself out there. It's a little scary, but I would like to see what people think. So it's going to be a fun show.
Now, can somebody see, like, for instance, they may like something that you've made, but like what you're saying, that you may like that, but that's just one of a kind. I could do something kind of like that, but it's not going to be that fabric, and it may not be exactly there's no two that are the same.
That's true. If somebody eventually, because right now I'm really working on creating collections that define Nancy White Designs Couture, I think there will soon come a time where there'll be people interested in working with me on garments. We'll have to show them fabrics that I've purchased. I've shopped in New York at Mood, which is a very fun fabric store made famous by Project Runway. Many people might know it. It was very fun to be there. And I've shopped a lot of fabrics in San Francisco and in L.A. So more likely people will look at the garments, look at the fabrics, and say, you know, I might be interested in a jacket, mm-hmm. or I might be interested in trousers, and we'll see where it goes.
Do you have a Facebook, or where can one find you outside of Fashion Alliance?
Well, it's time that I created that.
Okay.
And I'm looking into a Facebook page.
But what we want to promote now is that tomorrow night from 5 to 8 at Fashion Alliance, people getting off of work at 5, go on by, have a glass of champagne or sparkling water, and look at Nancy's designs. They're right there in the entrance. When you walk in, there's a rack to the right, there's a rack to the left. Don't let rack make it sound like the rack. It is, they're beautifully presented.
Thank you. They are for sale. So if people are interested, this first collection, we'll have garments that are for sale. And I'll be interested, really interested in people's reaction. And I'm always open to suggestions. And what are people loving today? Because I do have a certain style and métier, I would say, that I kind of specialize in, but I'm always open to
maybe designing for something for somebody who's like, I've got to go do this thing and I love your design. Can we, you know,
collaborate?
Collaborate. Now, and finally, what brought you to Reading?
Oh, well, that's a long story, but it was a long time ago. So I came via Boston University to Southern California to Reading. So it was a long journey, but I've been here for forever.
Right.
And, yes, I lived in my same house. Unfortunately, we lost our house in the car fire.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's all right. We have found a new place, my husband and I, and we love where we live, and it's conducive to walking around the neighborhood. We lived on a larger plot of land before, so this is actually a good.
So you
so
like
all kinds of new.
It's a nurturing, a new kind of a nurturing,
right.
Nurturement, or whatever you will.
Yeah, things are feeling like they're falling into place.
I loved meeting you at the Go Red Luncheon, so excited to follow your career.
Thank you, Linda.
And I don't mean to put you on the spot, but say what brought you here, because I can say an X brought me here. And I would have never. Why? I have friends all over that say, "All right, what are you doing in Reading?" Well, 17 years later, remarried, business owner. I love this community. And, you know, we all get frustrated sometimes with California and whatever, but not really. I can't imagine. I mean, I've lived in foreign countries, and I've lived in the South, and I've lived other areas, and I really like our community. I love the thriving part of our community. Nancy's part of that. Lindsay's part of that, Turtle Bay, Fashion Alliance, enjoy the magazine, James and Yvonne and that whole group over there with the constantly expanding, bringing beautiful things to.
And I think we're having a nice influence of a younger set, it feels to me. I like that there are young people that are coming in and they're community-minded, and it brings a fresh new take on Reading.
Liam, our producer.
I'm blushing.
And he is amazing. He's years beyond his age. And he is of that set that you're talking about, that community-minded, came here to produce, and then is now seeing through the eyes of being open-minded all the people that come on and do this show and taking an interest and has questions.
Well, I'll just throw this in, that we have one young woman who is probably going to, she may be moving, but her name is Tiffany. She's a very creative young designer. And she's hanging around all us old broads, and she absolutely loves having that kind of community. She learns from us. She shares with us. We laugh, and it's nice to have a young person.
And you learn from her.
Absolutely.
We want to see the world through a lot of different eyes to keep us fresh.
And young and youthful.
Exactly. Yes. And otherwise, we'll just be crotchety old, closed up,
right.
So it's good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Nancy White. Again, tomorrow night, Fashion Alliance, 5 to 8. And check out her clothes, Nancy White Couture. Thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Very nice of you to ask me. I enjoyed it.
And you walked down here in the middle of all this mayhem. But you know what, girl? You've got it settled. It's good.
It's good.
It's good. So, folks, show up tomorrow night. Liam, thanks.
Of course.
Again. And I guess we've got the parking guy coming on tomorrow for the morning show. If you've been frustrated about those parking meters and
you
so on.
You will be hearing me. I got a ticket today. So
yeah.
I'm fired up.
I parked in front of Fashion Lines before, and I did not put any money in. I just kind of
don't admit it.
Don't admit it. Okay, so thanks so much. We're going to be signing off here again. This is Linda Bott and North State Now, and I've loved We've got the Turtle Bay auction happening March 18th. There's a few tickets left. Lots of good things happening with Mosaic, the Sheraton, all kinds of great things. And don't forget tomorrow night, Nancy White. All right, we're going to sign off now. Thank you so much. Make it a great, beautiful night. Do random acts of kindness, folks. Enjoy. We'll see you next month. Bye.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.